This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Robin Palmer. She completed her Royal College Emergency Medicine program at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Alberta in 2018. She currently works in Calgary, Alberta at the Foothills Medical Center and South Health Campus Emergency Departments. She lives in Calgary with her partner Dan and two spoiled cats, Loki and Luna. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Robin Palmer. Nice to see you, Robin.
Good to see you too.
All right. So why don't you start us off? Where has your career taken you since med school?
I've basically done a big circle. So I did, after leaving high school, undergrad, residency, and medical school all in Edmonton, and did the FR emergency medicine program there, and then graduated 2018 and moved to Vancouver for 4 years. And I worked at Vancouver General Hospital in their emergency department. And then more recently in 2022, I returned to Calgary, which is where I grew up. And I currently work between the Foothills and South Health Campus in the emergency departments in Calgary.
Great. And so from your vantage point and your specialty, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
Emergency medicine is kind of the canary in the coal mine, I think, across Canada in terms of how our system is slowly failing Canadians, which is maybe an extreme statement. But I think everyone is familiar with the articles that are being written in various media of the emergency overcrowding and prolonged wait times. So it's fairly common for me to come into work after an overnight and have wait times up to 10 hours, 12 hours sometimes. And unfortunately, we really have no way to offload when we're over capacity or at capacity. So I think our current state is a little bit in trouble. I think fortunately, our governments are starting to become aware of that and are trying at least to find strategies to mitigate. But it's such a complicated system that we've built that it's hard for that to happen.
And so, of course, walking into work and seeing all of the wait times and everything that's been pent up for that, but here you are, you're still in your job, which I'm very happy to hear. So what would you say excites you the most in your area of medicine?
Yeah, the reasons I went into it are still the things that I love about emergency medicine, which is I never really liked having a day where I walked in and had my entire schedule laid out in front of me in terms of what was going to happen. So I like that every day is a little bit different. There's variety even on a case-by-case basis. It's a specialty, and there's some that are like this, but not that many, where I get to do both procedural skills and clinical diagnostic kind of stuff. I get to see every kind of patient from every spectrum of life, which gives you a chance to build rapport and relationships with people that you would never get to meet in other circumstances. So I think the people and the patients are the best part for the most part, because I still enjoy meeting people and trying to help them, although sometimes it can be frustrating, of course, too.
I'm glad to hear that that relational component is something that keeps it exciting for you and keep it interesting, because I think still that's the secret sauce for longevity, I think, in medicine. So just switching gears here, we went to med school together, obviously. And so just looking back to that time in med school, what would you say is your favorite memory?
Oh, I mean, medical school was so much fun. I think I could choose from like dozens of good memories from that time then, but I think probably some of the class trips, which weren't necessarily related to anything educational, but it was just so much fun and such a unique experience to be able to go to Mexico or go houseboating with a group of like 40 other people that you know everyone. And if anybody wants to do a day trip, there's someone else who's interested in that, because it is such a big group and such a diverse group. And so that was honestly like such a cool experience, was just getting to meet all of the people that we did school with and have those experiences together.
Indeed. And then just moving to our last question here, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I still like my job for the most part. I do wish I had given myself opportunity to explore other specialties more. And so this might be shocking to people, because I was like a very hard emergency medicine gunner and I did not back up with any other specialties or apply to anything else. But I think I, with retrospect, would have liked the chance to try other things out too and just make sure that I was confident in the choice I'm making. And I probably still would have ended up here. I'm a little envious of the medical students nowadays. We had a bit of forced diversity in our electives, but they have a lot more forced diversity, and there's limits to my understanding to how much they can spend in any one elective. And I think forcing that so that you didn't have to gun as hard if you wanted something competitive would have been for our benefit as well if it had existed back then. But ultimately, you know, I'm happy with my choices and the trajectory my life has taken. I always just think there's a little voice in the back of my head that's like, but what if you never gave it a shot, you know?
I think that's fair. Well, you know, Robin, I think you're a person that I recall the focus that you had for emergency medicine. And yet, I think that you also participated in all the things. You showed up a lot to any of the class stuff, which is part of the fun and how we are able to create the connections and relationships with everyone. And I'm just encouraged to hear that you, as an emergency medicine physician through the pandemic and still just trying to come to work, of course, with the variety that comes inherent to the specialty, but that your desire is to still be with all sorts of people from all walks of life. I think that's an encouraging thing for you and for how things will look. So I appreciate you taking the time for this interview, and we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Yeah, anytime.